the psukim that happened just coincidentally, kivayachol, to fall out right now are psukim that are very negeya, of course, to the tkufa of the Aseres Yimei Teshuva, and part of it has to do with Yisurim, which we spent a lot of time on. This particular shiur is going to be a little bit halacha l'maisa, b'negeya the Kriyas HaTorah throughout the year, and particularly the brachos and klolos of Parshas Bechukosai and Parshas Kisavai. So the pasuk that we are focusing on is in Perek Gimel of Mishlei, pasuk Yud Aleph. In Perek Gimel of Mishlei, pasuk Yud Aleph, Musa Hashem b'ni altimos, mayes, you know, is a very, very negative word. In the Teichacha of Bechukosai, right? V'apgam zois b'yoysam be'eretz ayivehem, loy ma'astim v'loy ge'altim l'chaloysam l'hafa b'risi itam. In the end of Eicha, the last pasuk, the very last pasuk, is ki im ma'os ma'astonu kotzavto aleinu ad miyot. There is in ma'os a notion of total contempt and total abandonment. So Musa Hashem b'ni altimas, don't have contempt for it, don't reject it, don't abandon it, embrace it. The altakot is from the lashon of katzdi b'chayai mipnei b'nois ches, as you have in Rashi right here on the spot. And Rashi explains the word musar. We mentioned this a long time ago when we were dealing with the inyan of Yisurim, that musar has many different meanings. You can think of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter when you say the word musar, but you could also think of physical punishment and everything in between. So Rashi says, "Im yavou alecha Yisurim yiyu chavivim alecha." So Rashi learns that Musar Hashem does not mean Hashem's words of rebuke, words of criticism. He's not referring to Sefer Mishlei Musar Hashem. He's not referring to the Teichacha of Musar Hashem or the words of all the Nevi'im. It means physical Yisurim. Musar Hashem, physical Yisurim that are understood to come from the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's not Nikra Mikra. So that Musar of Yisurim, when they arrive, and I should add Bar Minan, really, Altimos, do not reject them, Yiyu Chavivim Alecha. Rashi learns the Altimos in the opposite direction of Mois. And those Altimos could be neutral. Don't reject them, but don't love them. But Rashi says, no, it means you should love them. You should, Yiyu Chavivim Alecha. So this pasuk happens to be mentioned in the Gemara Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. How so? So let's learn the Gemara together. B'taniyos brachos uklolos ve'ein mafsikin beklolos. It means that when you read the klolos, you're not supposed to get an extra aliyah in the klolos. There is a fantastic question that comes up immediately by many of the Mefarshim, and that question is a very simple one. We know that at one point they made 7 aliyahs, 5 aliyahs, whatever it is, 6 aliyahs on Yom Kippur. But before that, there was an Ayla who made a bracha lefaneha, and then there was a bracha la'achareha. And in between, there were no brachas. So we shall soon see why that is a problem or why that is an issue b'nogeya here. B'taniyos brachos uklolos ve'ein mafsikin beklolos. Minani mili. Amar Rav Chiya b'agamda amar Rav Asi d'amar Akcha Musar Hashem b'ni altimos. So why do they quote this pasuk that you should not be mafsik? So if you go to the next page, to the Rashi, Altimos, v'hamatzik bohen, mare atzmoy shekosha loy likrais. So it's not from the Lashon, according to the Yerushalmi, at least in the remez of it, in the Drush or remez of it, it might be the Pshat. But in that word lies Ketzitza. Ketzitza means to chop up. Don't chop up the klalos. So do you read it from the Musar al Timas? Because when you stop in the middle, it sounds like, it looks like you're tired of them, or you don't want to hear anymore. So it's like you're rejecting the Musar. So that's Musar bin the al Timas. Hear it out from beginning to end. So Naim Afsikin. Or as the Yerushalmi says, Rashi says, because al tokoitz b'toychachtoi, don't chop up the toychacha. Of course, the reason might be for the same reason that we mentioned before, because it shows that he's not interested in the toychacha, or that he doesn't get the full picture. I just want to point out something maybe a little bit deeper. Toychacha is a package. The pasuk says, and even if you still don't listen to me, and if you still don't listen to me, v'halachtami mikeri, it's very important to see the progression of the teichacha. It's important to see the whole picture. And when you chop it up into different segments, you don't see the whole picture. And the mele, you don't fully understand the measure of the teichacha. In the Gemara, it continues and it says, Rish Lakish Omar, if a person begins and starts with the Teichacha, he will begin a few psukim before the Teichacha, so when he makes his bracha, he will be making a bracha on a Dover Teich. But if you chop up the Teichacha, then the next aliyah inevitably is beginning in the midst of Teichacha, and he's making a bracha on Puranius. Here is where the question begins that I was meramis to earlier. If the first Ayla only and the last Ayla only makes a bracha, one lefaneha and the last one lachareha, and the ones in between do not make brachas, how are you talking that the Mishnah, because we're talking about a Mishnah, and Rish Lakish is being masbir the Mishnah of Ein Mafsikin Bebrachos Uklolis. So how can you not be Mafsik Bebrachos Uklolis, he says, because of the bracha that you make, Lefaneha, and you're not supposed to make a bracha al Peronius, he won't be making a bracha. Because at that time, in the time of the Mishnah, they did not make a bracha except at the beginning of the Sedra and at the end of the Sedra. And at the beginning and the end of the Sedra, there's no problem. The problem is only in the Tachacha itself. So it would be very simple to break up all the Teichacha into segments and give everybody an aliyah in between, because they're not making brachas. So what is Rish Lakish saying? Lefi she'ein mevarchin al ha'peronius.
Maybe once in a while they called someone up if he walked in late and he missed the first bracha. They gave aliyah anyhow, and then he was forced to say a bracha.
Well, that's an interesting thought. Interesting thought. Take a look in the Turi Evin. You know, it's very interesting, just the way I responded to you. So I give shir every day, kemat, 365 days a year, that's kemat. And very often, somebody says something, and my muskel vision is to say, it's not shayach. If I'm in a very good mood, was straight to rakop. And my mazel is that the next day I find a spasemis, I find a Karen Oira, and then I feel, you know, I feel foolish. So, you know, that's Isaiah Fosuktik. I've heard from people the most wonderful things, and you know, you have to. That's good that book. Let's take a look at the Turiyat. Even if you're going to be mafsik, all you'll have is an oila, but you won't have an oila hamavarech. because the only Eila HaMavarich was the first one and the last one. It has nothing to do with the Klolos. Afil Matzik, my bracha ala peronius ika hocha, I yikra echad abrachais, vasheni acharav ubein shneim aklolos. Because they're not going to make a bracha. V'chi teima, mishum demayri b'choy b'taniyas dein karen ala gimel, nimsa shagimel shakara chatzi aklolos hu achoysim, shemavarach la'achrov, v'shviloi shu tzarech levarach achrov hu dekakapid lesa. He's hurrying to the, all possible permutations, and he doesn't come up with an answer over here. It can't be that it doesn't help us that it's talking about where there are three aliyahs. So he says, Vishema Yeshloima. A little bit late, you see it? Vishema Yeshloima. Yeshloima is the beginning of the line. The Hadap is Seyach Mavarich Lefaneh, Bachoysim Lachara, the Sagi Bahochim Idina. Hainu Mishum de Maitzin es Emtsoy Yidei Chayvasoy, the Brachais Shalafaneh Lachara. Well, if he's at, we can call him Lachavim, but Lishmaya Bruchis Apaisech Vachoysim. So you were mechaven to a shagasari. Right. I have to tell you, into the Santa Maisa, I had a meigra rama lebira abikta. I had once, I was a youngster in Rav Ashashik, Zechonu Lebrocha, Shir and Yankif Yosef. And I was the youngest in the class by probably a few years. And, we learned the Taisvis, and I got up and I raised my hand and I asked the Kasha, and he said, "Do you know what you just did?" And I got so frightened. "What did I do?" "You asked Reb Kiva Eger's Akasha." Oh, was I in Zibit and Himmel? Kiva Eger's Akasha. I asked Reb Kiva Eger's Akasha. I got so arangeton and angekocht in the fact that I asked Reb Kiva Eger's Akasha that when a minute later he asked me to repeat the Kasha for the class, I didn't remember a word of the Kasha. Not one word. I didn't even remember the topic. And it was Babishav. You know, Babishav Igra Rabba Labirabik. But it's Mechavan Givet Torev, and I'm not going to ask you to repeat it. Anyhow, that's the Torev. Take a look at the Kivega. If you say Bochan Aponis, the Ilo Hayamafsik Hayoysi Shabo Likrois Chayav Lavoch Alaklolis, the Ran is Mazbe, very simple. Taitis Yontif Kosov Afogab is Nan. Right, this is the kasha that everybody asks. Everybody asks it. Says right, Ivalacha Mishnah Kosov Shemotz B'Shalmi, Rabbi Simon B'Shem, Rabbi Shua Ben Lakish, Ein Lachaton Brocha Lefundable Akrav Elashiris Hayam, Vaseris Hadibros, Uklolish Abatars Konim Shabbat Mishnah Tar. Gibakuk. Even the Deya, even the Amol, it was generally that only the Mevarich Tchila made the first bracha, and the Mevarich Lebesoich made the last bracha, Shemaslan Taras Emes. But there were exceptions to the rule. Shira Sayam, Aseres Hadibrois, and the Klois of Taras Kanim Mishnah Taras. Chassant. So, Eba Zevim Kain, Ein Tzorich Lechalat Chukim Mishnah Seinu Leyofu Beligim Grum. Very interesting. Let's go now back to the Gemara. So, Elahechi Avid, if you can't be masik, Tono kishu maskil maskil b'posuk shalifneim, kishu misayim misayim b'posuk shalachareim. Page one. Right? Since you're not supposed to make a bracha on the klolos, and that's the reason why you can't break up the klolos, because inevitably someone will make a bracha, Lamaisi, you have the same problem if you stop right before the klolos. Right. Because you're going to be making a bracha on the klolos. So he says, Enochanami, what you have to do is before you start the klolos, you have to anticipate the klolos with a bracha, with a pasuk of toiv. And the same thing afterwards. And so the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, Loi Shana Elu B'Klolish B'Torah Skayanim, Abu Klolish B'Mishnah Torah Paisek. He says, this Torah, that you're not supposed to be mafsik, and for the reason of Musa Hashem Al Timotz, or because you can't make a bracha on Peronius, this is Loi Shana Elu B'Klolish B'Torah Skayanim, Abu Klolish B'Mishnah Torah Paisek. Sefer Dvarim is different. Zok the Gemara, my timer. After all, it's all from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and it's all Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Why should there be any different? Klolos are klolos. Zok the Gemara, Halolu B'Lushoin Rabbi Mamurois, U'Moshe Mipi Agvura Amora. V'Halolu B'Lushoin Yochid Amurois, U'Moshe Mipi Atzmai Amora. Vos it del Taich Moshe Mipi Atzmai? What does that mean? Everybody knows that the whole Torah from Bereishis till La'enei Kol Yisrael Gegem Gevon from the Ribbono Shel Olam by Ha'Sinai. And Lemaisa, Eila Hadvarim Asher Dibei Moshe, but it's not Eila Hadvarim Asher Dibei Moshe Mipi Atzmai. What says Mipi Atzmai? It's like about the Kikasha. So take a look in Rashi. Let's start with Rashi on page 2. Moshe mipi ha'gvura amoron v'nase sholiach loima kach oma li ha'kodesh baruch hu sharei amurim b'loshim v'nosati v'fkadati v'shilachti. Who is the one who's doing all of these things? The answer is, who's the first person over here? No! Moshe's a koyach to say, I'm going to send you dever and I'm going to send you chas v'shalom, whatever it is. No! V'fkadati alechem es ha'shachev es ha'kadachas. Moshe is talking to Bnei Yisrael, but he's a shaliach, he's the sirsur. Who is talking? Misha yecholos v'yadilasas. Abu b'mishnah Torah, it's in the third person. Yakcho Hashem, yadbek Hashem b'cho. Moshe amoron mei elof. Im tavru al mitzvoisov, hu yafkid aleichem. So Rashi here is answering our question, but in a certain sense, unfortunately for us, isn't asking and answering the question, so we should have a crystal clear picture. But what is Rashi saying in effect? Rashi's saying that when it says Moshe Amoron, it doesn't have anything to do with where Moshe got it from. Yeah. Avadit comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and Avadit the Ribbono Shel Olam commanded him to write this Lashon and this Nusach into the Torah in Mishnah Torah. It's the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not speaking in Guf Rishon, so Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Bnei Yisrael, B'Torah, the Rebbe, what the Melech Malchei Amlochim is going to do. And that makes a tremendous difference. Why does it make a difference? It's a different story. So what's the nafkamina? In the end, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking, you're not allowed to be mafsik. But if Moshe Rabbeinu is talking, you're allowed to be mafsik, even though it's all about the Ribbono Shel Olam, and it's the same klolos, so to speak. So what's the difference? So I think that the nafkamina, and that's the taich of Mishnah Torah, Eila Dvarim Asher Dibei Moshe. If you are listening to the shaliach, it's as if you're mamish listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. When you're listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking to you, you can't break up. It's like it's a chutzpah to break up the hemshech. Imagine that I'll give you a very pashtig. It's a mashal ba'alma, you know. Somebody is not beseder and he's chastised in class, and he still doesn't behave himself. Finally, he's sent to the principal. And the principal, it's a big school, the principal is a powerful person, powerful personality. Another person is not so bad, so just the teacher chastises him in the name of the principal. If you don't behave yourself, this is what the principal is going to do to you. In the middle of the drasha of the principal, the fellow falls asleep. In the middle of the drasha of the teacher, the fellow falls asleep. There's no dimming. Because if I'm talking to you and I'm telling you what the principal is going to do, Abba Lamai said the principal is not there and the principal is not telling you, And that kavod, that yiras hakavod, is missing. Memela, it's a step down. And so vice the ois from this gemara that it's an inyan of chatzifus more than anything else. The Gemara Vaita says, we'll get back to it also a little bit more in a moment. Vos meintos as Moshe Rabbeinu said it. Yeah? In fact, you know what? Let's do it right now. The Tosfos Rid really asks this question. Avo b'mishna ha-teira de-beloshen yochid amurois u-moshe mi-pi atzmai omron poisek. Flekta ikashia heichi matzinon lemeima de Moshe mipi atzmei amaron v'haksiv b'hu eile divrei abris asher tzivu Hashem lichrois es b'nei Yisrael milvad abris asher karasitam b'chayrev. That's what it says at the end of the Teichocha in Parshas Kisavai. So how could you say this is Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah? This is the words of the bris of Hashem with b'nei Yisrael. So what does he answer? Tshuva. The muskel rishon of this Tosfos Rid is going far beyond what I said. What he seems to be saying is that the particulars of that klola, HaKadosh Baruch Hu left up to Moshe Rabbeinu to say.
Hashem endorsed it.
And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what you will say, obviously, whoever received the Torah, is able to divine what the Ribbono Shel'olam has in mind. Remarkable. That's what he says. Means ba'ifun klali. Im yavra la teira u'moshe kilulam mipi atzmei. Meir dekazach. Let's go back to the Gemara. Levi barbuti havikori v'komigamgem kamei deravuna ba'aruri in the klolos. Aruri from Lashon Arur. So in the Aramaic Lashon, it's called Ba'aruri. In the Aruri, he was Megamgim. Like it was not coming out easily. You saw that he was in distress from reciting the clothes. Amaloi Akenav Shach. Rashi, look in the next page. Imritzon Cholahavsik Pesayk. Hoyil Va'atokotz Bikri Osam. So it's very interesting that he said to him, I see that you can't handle it. So since we are talking about Mishneh Torah over here, you could be Paisik.
It's not because he was a poor Balkore that he was.
No, not at all. Kamigamge means that he saw that he really doesn't want to lane it. Right? He'd rather somebody else should lane it. The closure of the Torah is kind of about Mishneh Torah Paisik. You know, this whole shiloh about who gets the Toichocha. Tanya Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer Ezra Tikkun Lan Yisrael Shiyukarim Klolish of the Torah is Koinim Kaidim Atzeres Veshebe Mishneh Torah Kaidim Rosh Hashanah. Here we get to the Halacha L'maisa at how they organized when the Torah was read not once in 3 years but once every year as we do today. So when you lay the Torah, how did you organize the calendar? Do parshiyos have to fall out at certain times of the year, which makes you put certain parshiyos together, or separate certain parshiyos to allow that to happen? So here it says that Ezra's original takana included a calendar mark that the klolos of Torah's Koinim, meaning parshas Mechukosai, should be laid before Shavuos. And the Mishneh Torah, the klolos of Kisavo, should be laid before Rosh Hashanah. Mashma l'cha'ora from this Gemara, immediately before. That's not what we do. But the Gemara says, my taima. And here we have the famous expression that we use all the time. Amar Abayi v'teima l'shlokish. Kedei shetichle shana v'kila lo seha. So, Kedem atzeres, it doesn't have anything to do with tichle shana, does it? So the Gemara asks itself that question. You end the year with the klolos, and the new year starts, and the klolos already passed us. But what about atzeres? Why do you have to end b'chukaisai before shvuas? What does it have to do with tichle shana v'kil losa? It's not the end of the year. Atu atzeres rosh hashanah. So the Gemara, yeah, it is. Al peiris ha'ilon, it's a rosh hashanah. So you have the klolos ending before the rosh hashanah for the peiris ha'ilon, just like the rosh hashanah for the whole world. Tanya, the last shtickl Gemara, is nothing to do. Just I brought it in because it's Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Also, before it was Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Reb Shimon ben Elazar says this very famous word. If the kainim tell you to break down, v'yilodim b'nei, sesor v'al tivne, mipnei shestira zekainim binyan, v'binyan na'arim stira. This is such a gavaldika you say. Because today, the younger you are, the smarter you are, and the more capable you are, and the old people, anybody above 35, is set out to pasture. Simon Ladova, Rechavim Ben Shloimai. Rechavim Ben Shloimai, he told them, Avi Hika Eschem, Bashaitim, because he listened to the youngsters who were his advisors, and the Zakenim told them to leave off, don't be harsh with the people, give them some slack, and he said, Adarabba Mayoyatzim, the youngsters are saying, I'm going to really give it over the head of if you don't behave. And for Shteitzach, that the consequences of that were very tragic. Oh, so Tosfos says, Klolos Shabbatar is Koinim Koidim Atzeres Shabbat Mishnah Torah Koidim Rosh Hashanah. Shalu Beveis HaMedrash Shal Rabbeinu Nisim. Tosfos is telling over a story that happened. Lama Mechalkim Parshas Nitzavim Vayelach Lishnayim. Kesheyesh Beit Shabbosis Bein Rosh Hashanah Lesukais. Beloy Yoyim HaKippurim. Ve'ein Mechalkin Matis Maaseh Sha'aruchos Yoyseh. Ve'heshiv. The fee sheba'atem nitzavim yesh klolo shekilo Yisrael ve'rotza l'sayimom koidim Rosh Hashanah. Now, very interesting. If you look at the Gemara only speaks about two kinds of klolos. Two sets of klolos. The one in Parshas Bechukosad and the one in Parshas Kisav. It doesn't say one word about any other klolos anywhere. Now, which klolos are we talking about in Parshas Nitzavim? Right? He says, "Penyesh b'chem isha isha shalavav v'fane ayoyim me'im Hashem l'keinu l'echaz l'avod aleyim ha'em penyesh b'chem shorosh p'rosh v'lano." Right? V'hoyo v'shama es divrei habis hazos es ha'ola hazos v'zbarach v'lvav aleyma shalom yili, etc., etc. So first of all, there's definitely a reference to the klolos. But that itself may be klolos, right? So why does the Gemara not consider that klolos? If we are trying to avoid nitzavim after Rosh Hashanah for the same problem, because we want tichle shana v'kil lasea, so it's like meikara meikasava. So why is the Gemara only focusing on the klolos of Kisav? So one of the answers could very well be that there's a tremendous difference between what is happening in Kisavai and what is happening in Parshas Nitzav. Especially, I believe, according to the Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam that I, over the years, mentioned many, many times, in Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet of Hilchas Kriya Shema, asks, he discusses the inyan of Baruch Shem Kod Malchusai, right? So in that inyan of Baruch Shem Kod Malchusai, he mentions that Yaakov Avinu, at the end of his life, it's like the parting message, chastised and challenged his sons in the same way, he says, that Moshe Rabbeinu did at the end of his life when he chastised Bnei Yisrael. And he said, Pen Yesh Bachem Yisha Yisha. So what I'm trying to say is that the way the Rambam is masbir, it's more a style of giving your parting message. In other words, if you really want to get people's attention, and you want to make clear, because this is the last opportunity you'll have ever of giving them over a Masoiris HaTorah, then you have to give it to them between the arms. You can't stop. You can't, you know, sugar it. You can't make it saccharine. You have to give them the feeling that this is Dvar Ma'om de Merumah Shel Olam and Sakonas Nefashos. So when he says the Klolos in Kisavai, he's actually making a bris with Klolos. When he's in the Tzavim talking about it, he's basically saying to him, you know what kind of a Torah this is? This isn't a Spielzeug. It's not a plaything. It says, Lulei Sarascha Shashua. It's not like that. It's not Zmirei Soyulichukecha. It's with consequences. And ain't more consequences. Why does he do that? Why does he challenge them? Maybe there's someone amongst you like this, and this is what's going to happen to you? So he says, because the people have to respond, Oy Moshe, you have such havaminess about us? Never! In that never is a commitment that has to come at the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. The last thing Moshe Rabbeinu has to hear is the never, just like the sons of Yankov had to say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, before Yankov left. Because he has to hear that to know that the message got through. So Nitzavim is very different. Aber von deswegen in the Lashon of Nitzavim is fart Lashon of Klalos. So the minig became that we want to avoid even that. So Parshas Nitzavim became the Parsha that has to happen before Rosh Hashanah. So you never have Nitzavim after Rosh Hashanah. The kasha she'anu loy mechashvin on klolit shekilu Moshe Yisrael k'demashma b'perek ha'moichus ha'sfina Amar Rav Levi boyu reish loy k'midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas bas of Adam HaKadosh Baruch Hu berech Yisrael b'chav beiz v'kilulam b'shmayna v'moishe berechem b'shmayna v'kilulam b'esru m'shtayim v'choshev me'im loy sishmu ad v'ein koine mashma behedya she'ad ein koine havi min ha'klolis v'lo yoseh. So Tosis is really asking the question that we asked before. Wait a minute. The Gemara itself, but he brings even a bigger raya from the Lashon of the Gemara elsewhere, because there the Gemara says exactly where the Klolos stopped. So we know Klolos of Kisava is Kisava, not Nitzavim. Maybe somebody will say, maybe the Gemara meant that too. But now that Tosis brings a raya from the Gemara in Baba Basra, that the Klolos B'dafka end where? By Ve'en Koine, is the chasimin that past Ein Koine, which is in Kisavai, is not considered klolos. So then Ebazei, what's the hesber of the Rabbeinu Nisim? V'oid kasha l'fisvar asai amay Ein Koine hazinu kodem Rosh Hashanah sharei gam shom yesh klolos mizei ravul chumei reshef. Very interesting. So I very, very interesting. The kach nirali, I'm going to comment upon this. But Tosis asks, if you're going to go with the Mahalach that Nitzavim has Klolos, then you have to extend it to Hazinu already. And everybody's masking that Hazinu you laned after Rosh Hashanah. So what did you accomplish by laning Nitzavim, by being makbid, to lane Nitzavim Dafka before Rosh Hashanah? Because you're saying that's also included in Tichel Hashanah v'kil Loiseah, but Hazinu is left to be after Rosh Hashanah. You still have Klolos. L'kach nireh. So Tosis comes up with a very big chiddush, which in a certain sense is rooted in the Gemara itself. Because what did the Gemara say? Because you're not Mevarech Al HaKlolos, they used to make a pasuk before. Became a minig in Klal Yisrael that the Klolos should not end and then suddenly Rosh Hashanah. Interesting. In Tichel Hashanah v'kil Loiseah, they wanted a buffer zone. There has to be a... So in other words, Tosis is saying, Avada Nitzavim is not Klolos. Because if Nitzavim is Klolos, how come it says it ends by Yein Koine? And how come we don't say Hazinu is also Klolos? The Teretz is because Ve'en Koine, that's where the Klolos stop. So why do we say Hazinu before Rosh Hashanah? Nitzavim before Rosh Hashanah. Could afford to say Hazinu, Nitzavim after Rosh Hashanah, and end with the clothes of Chukosai before Rosh Hashanah. Tichle Shana v'Kilosah. So the Gemara, so Tosis answers, because Einachanami, you're ending with clothes, but it's too close for comfort. You have to end with a buffer. We want a parsha in between the clothes before the new year begins. Very interesting. The year is not supposed to end with a bitter taste in your mouth. So you end dafka with mitzvah. And therefore, says Tosfos, what applies to Sefer Dvarim applies also, since the Gemara calls Atzeres Shavuos a Rosh Hashanah Gabi the Paris of Elon. So Nidainin al Paris of Elon. So therefore, the anticipation of Shavuos has to have a buffer too. What is the buffer after Bechu Kosai, which is of course the last parsha in Vayikra? Parshas Bamidbar. So Parshas Bamidbar is always before Shavuos, and Isaiah is talking. Bamidbar is always before Shavuos. Once in a rare time, even Nasa, but Bamidbar is always before Shavuos. It's never after Shavuos. I wanted to look at the Shulchan Aruch. In Siman Tav Chav Ches Seif Vav, Klola Shebetoris Kayanim, Ein Mafsikim Bahem, Elo Echad Kairi Kulam, it's one Aliyah. Mm-hmm. Not only that, but Umaschilim Bipsukim Shalifneim, Umesayim Bipsukim Shalachareim. Avo, Klola Shebemishne Taira, Yechoylim Lahafsik Bahem. So he paskins that Meikar Adin, it would have been permitted because of the chiluk between what Moshe Rabbeinu said, however you explain that, and what the Eibishter said. But the Lashon Gufrishen of the Eibishter, that I'm going to do it. Ve'heveisi aleichem. Ve'afal pi kein, continues the Shulchan Aruch the Mechaber, kein no'agu sheloi lahafsik bohem. And that in fact is our minuk ad hayon. And he says, the chein no'agim sheloi likreis echad bishmoi lalois elakairin Misha Yirtze. It's a pellet de gazach. The whole idea is a mysterious idea. It's Torah like any other part of the Torah. The person who's called up, there's like some fear that it's going to, these clothes are going to get attached to him. Adarab. These are the warnings that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to hear. So, what's the shlech that the person gets this aliyah? It's a tukasat. It's an amazing idea. Karim Misha Yirtze. Shulchan Aruch Chayim Simin Tov Chav Ches Siv Dalet. La Oilam Koyin Savis Alin Koyin Pesach Bepshuta. Here, you know, the Mechaber generally is quite simple to read. And in this particular Mechaber, you desperately need the Mishneh Berurah. Even the Magen Avraham won't be enough for you. But you need the Mishneh Berurah here. La'olam karen tzavis aron kodem pesach b'pshuta u'mitzayra b'me'uberes chutz mi'beis heiches me'uberes and parentheses v'heishin me'uberes shekaren achrei mois kodem ha'pesach. We'll leave that alone for a minute till we get to the Mishneh Berurah. La'olam karen parshas b'midbar sinai kodem atzeres. That's what we know from Tosfos, that Bamidbar is always before Shavuos. Tisha B'Av is Koidim V'Aschanan. Atam Nitzavim Koidim Rosh Hashanah. V'chein, Kishe Rosh Hashanah B'yayim Beis Gimel Sheyesh Shtei Shabbos is Bein Rosh Hashanah L'Sukkos. There are certain times that between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkos there's only one Shabbos, and therefore all the other Kriyas of Yom Tov are not Negeya. We're talking about a Kriya of the Parsha. So sometimes there's only one, but there are occasions where there are two. Namely, when Rosh Hashanah is Beis or Gimel. And Beis and Gimel. Sheyesh Shei Shabbos is Bein Rosh Hashanah L'Sukkos. Tzrichim L'chalik Nitzavim V'Yelech Kedei Sheyikru V'Yelech Bein Rosh Hashanah L'Tzayim Kippur. V'Hazinu Bein Tzayim Kippur L'Sukkos. Because you have to have Nitzavim before Rosh Hashanah. You need two parshiyos. So even though Nitzavim is very, very short, it's 40 psukim, and Vayelach is even shorter, 30 psukim, nevertheless, we break them up in order to accomplish that after Rosh Hashanah, we'll still have two Shabbos, two Parshiyos. What two Parshiyos? because Simchas Torah, Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah is v'zois habracha, because that's when you're mesayim the Torah. So memela, you have to be able to have two parshiyos before you get to the siyum haTorah. So the two Shabbosos, if there are two Shabbosos, one is Vayelach and the other one is Ha'azin, which allows us to have Nitzavim always before Rosh Hashanah. That's the critical point. So Va'azinu ben Tzayim Kippur L'Sukkos. Ubesiman, what's the siman? Bag HaMelech Pas. The pasuk is Pas Bag HaMelech. So Pas, Beis Gimel, HaMelech is Rosh Hashanah, and Pas, you break up the parshiyos and you leave a crumb. Vayelach is a shtikal, a brekel. That's Pas. Posleis Eisei Pitim. Right? As it says. Mishnah Berurah, in Sifkat Meches, right here. Bag HaMelech Pas Vayelach. Pirish HaMelech Hainu Rosh Hashanah. Shaimim HaMelech HaMishpat. Keshechal Bag B'yoin Beis Egimel. Pas Vayelach. You break up Vayelach from Nitzavim. Miloshim Posleis Eisei Pitim. Shemachalkim Nitzavim Vayelach L'shtayim. So, the continuing in the Mechaber, Avol Kishar Rosh Hashanah B'yom Heifav, Oz Ein Bein Rosh Hashanah L'sukkos Al Shabbos Achas, Shekorim Bo Hazinu, Oz Vayelach Im Nitzavim Kodem Rosh Hashanah. Right? V'simon L'pshuta Pikdu U'pischu V'limu Beres Sigru U'pischu. And then minu va'atzru tzumu v'tzalu kumu v'tiku. This remez is brought down in Tosis. It's brought down in Dagos Maimonides. It's brought down in the time of the from the time of the Ga'onim. What is the remez? So piktu upischu. What's piktu? Tzav. Give a commandment. Piktu. Piktu upischu. Tzav is samach lepesach. Right. Sigru upischu would be a mitzayra muzgar. Right? That's Sigru. That's if it's Muberis. There's so many parashiyos later. But in the continuing on, Minu Va'atzru. What's Minu? Chaimish HaPkudim. That's what Bamidbar is called, because there's a minion at the beginning. So Minu Bamidbar comes before Shavuos. Minu Va'atzru. What's Tzumu Tisha B'Av? That's the time other than Yom Kippur. V'tzalu v'eschanan el Hashem. Why is tzalu v'eschanan Hashem? Because tzalu slices the tefillah. And that's what it says. I pray to Hashem. V'eschanan el Hashem v'yisai. So tzumu, Tisha B'Av, always is before v'eschanan. In other words, in our parlance, Parshas Dvarim is Shabbos Chazoin, and Parshas v'eschanan is Shabbos Nachamu. Right? Kumu v'tiku. Kumu means stand up. Atem nitzavim. Always before the tkiyos of Rosh Hashanah, right? Hanu nitzavim kodem tkiyos Rosh Hashanah, says the Mishnah Berurah, and that is the remez that throughout the year you manage these parshiyos. What is the bottom line as far as brachas and klalos are concerned? That we follow the shita satoisvus, that we want a buffer, or the Shita of the Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon, who has a different explanation, because they're also clawless. But in any case, we want to guarantee that Nitzavim will be before Rosh Hashanah, and we also want to guarantee that Bamidbar, not just Bechukol Sai, but Bamidbar is before Shavuos. Very good. I'm not going to go into the Remez, but this Mishnah Berurah, the Mem Bimel Heches Muberes, is a beautiful explication of these very cryptic words. Okay. Take a look at the Marsha. Kedei shetich la'ashona v'kilu lo'isel. Remember the reason the Gemara says that we lay in the klolis before Rosh Hashanah is so that the klolis come to an end. Ayin b'toitzah shekosfu. The Ratzalaymar she'anu rotsim lahafzik v'likra Shabbos Achas kodem Rosh Hashanah b'parasha she'loi tein medaberes b'klala she'loi lahasmich ha'klolus of Rosh Hashanah v'chein b'amidbar anu korim kodem atzeres k'day she'loi lahasmich ha'klolus she'bechukosai la'atzeres ayin sham v'ksas kosher l'pirusham. Right? Di'im Ratzalaymar mikodem zeh likra zeh yev she'lepi seder ha'parashayis Very interesting question. The answer is, if there's two Shabbosis, you split it up, and if there's not two Shabbosis, you say Nitzan Vayelach together. What's the problem? That's what we do all the time. Yeah. I think that the Marsha understood or assumed, even though it's not mefurish in the Tosfos, that Tosfos understood this as the pshat in the Gemara. In other words, not that it's a Tosefos on top of the Gemara. The Gemara would be happy as long as the klolos are over, even if it's samach to Rosh Hashanah. But we want the buffer also. He learned that Tosis understood that that's the pshat in the Gemara. So he asks, that doesn't sound like the Lashon of the Gemara, because Kadesh Tichle, Shana of the Kilaisa, means that's where it comes to an abrupt end, right before Rosh Hashanah. Doesn't speak about a buffer at all. Right? So he said, V'nira de'ika kushya, kiven sh'Rosh Hashanah t'chilas Hashanah hu, havali l'haskul parshas breishis. You hear, amayri de'kazach. It's a revolution, this Marsha. He says Rosh Hashanah should have been Bereishis Bara Likir. Especially when he says Zeh Hayom Tchilas Maasecha Zikaron Liyom Rishayim. Gemara asks, according to whom do we say Zeh Hayom Tchilas Maasecha? The Machlokes B'Tishrei Nivra'olam B'Nisan Nivra'olam. So he's saying the same thing. The Tiretz Kedei Shetich Lashana Al Pima Shekosuf Shekloes. Because Tamil's chusavis, shekvar tamu, but by his rishon, the chusavis already came to an end. You don't have the chusavis in play by bayis sheni. B'zeh she'amud de lekach tiken kein parshas by midbar koydem atzeres. The Marsha says that it was the Havamina, the Gemara was arguing against implicit, because the Gemara doesn't say one word about it. Rosh Hashanah, you should lay in Breishis. Is that they wanted to show that the remozim to tshuva that is going to be necessary for the Geula Shlema Mehera Yavai Mehera Tavai is in Parshas Nitzavim. That should be right before Rosh Hashanah, because the klolos that were preceding it in Parshas Kisavai are relevant to the Bayis Sheni, because there, how do we know it has to do with Bayis Sheni, says the Marsha? Because there is not mentioned Avram, Yitzchak, and Yankov at all. And the reason that they are mentioned in Bechukosai and not mentioned in Kisavai is because in Bechukosai it's referring to the Churban of Bayis Rishon, and there they still had Zechusavis, and the Gemara says, Tamil Zechusavis for Bayis Sheni, and Mamela they're not mentioned. So Bayis Rishon is Kodem Aseres, Sheyashuvu Yisrael Misparam Hanisker Beparshas Bamidbar. Very interesting also, Mechatesi. But that's a remarkable Marsha. He takes the whole Inyan into a different gather, a different Parsha altogether. Okay. In the next 5 minutes or so, I just wanted to be moist of something that I didn't give any makaris for. I just wanted to talk about it for a minute. The Ramban asks a very strong question about Shema Yisrael. The Ramban on the Parsha of Eschanan, on the Pasuk Shema Yisrael, to summarize what he's asking is as follows. He asks a question and then he reinforces the question with a very powerful raya. He says, every time Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking to Bnei Yisrael in Sefer Dvarim, and he says, Shema Yisrael, and there's a number of times that he says, Shema Yisrael, he always speaks to them Ke'ilu, he's leaving himself out, because he's speaking to them. So it should have been Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeichem Hashem Echad, not Elokeinu. And his raya is reinforced. He says, take a look at the very next pasuk. What does it say? Elokecha.
Right. Doesn't try it, no.
So he's not trying to include himself. Mm-hmm. So then why does he say Elokeinu? And the Ramban gives his teretz. It's a complicated teretz. It's not an easy teretz to learn. But the way I understood the Ramban, and I hope that I'm right, I'm not perfectly sure, but that the Ramban was saying that when you try to project an image of something that the other person doesn't fully understand, you want to tell them that what I'm talking about is what I'm seeing. You know, I'll give you a marshal. The Gemara asks, "Atu yira milsa zutra sahi?" Because Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Ma Hashem alekecha shoyel meimachim liyira." And the Gemara answers, because Gemara asks, "What do you mean? What? After all, what is Hashem asking for you anyhow? Just yira, yira, just yira. That's all." Like, yira is such a small thing that you say, just yira, that's all Hashem asks. So the Gemara answers in, Legabi Moshe Milsa Zutrasay. For Moshe, who is asking the question, Itaka was that way. Ma Hashem Elokecha Shol Meimach. Of course, the Ran and the Drasha Saran, famous Ran, asks, any pedagogue knows that when he teaches, he has to teach on the level of the people and not the way he perceives it. If they can't handle Yira, he has to give them the picture of Yira. He can't say, what's the big deal? Just be a Yare Hashem. That's it. So maybe Moshe is in the presence of Hashem all the time. Yira is a very easy thing. But the rest of the people, they have to understand Yira according to their level. That's what the Drosh HaSaran asks. And there are many, many tirutz into this question. But I don't want to go into that now. I'm just using it as a mashal. The Ramban is saying, when we say Malchus Shamayim, we speak about Ol Malchus Shamayim. What do we know about a Kodesh Baruch Hu? So what Moshe Rabbeinu says, I went through all these nisim and I made the makis and all of the things, and I'm close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a very special way. And it's that HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I know that Hashem Echad. In other words, I'm not leaving it up to you to comprehend. So he includes himself, Ke'ilu, it's the Elokeinu that we have in common that I'm talking about. More or less, I believe this is what the Ramban is saying. But be that as it may, I have a suggestion that maybe we could understand it a little bit differently based on what I just said before in the Ramban. It's an amazing thing that the Targum Yonasan ben Azir, they call it Targum Yonasan. It's a Targum Yerushalmi. The Targum Anach is Targum Yonasan ben Azir. But this is a Targum, it's a Galilean Aramaic Targum. But it's one of the great Targumim. And it goes back to the time of the Talmud. This Targum says, on the post, it says, when Yaakov Avinu challenged his sons, and do you have any suffix in the knowledge of Hashem? They answered, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. It's like an amazing Targum, because it doesn't have a beginning, it doesn't have an end. Most of the time, if you would write Moshe Amar Lehem Kederech Shama Yaakov Avinu or something like that, it's almost in the Targum like this pasuk was lifted out of Vayechi and placed by Moshe Rabbeinu over here without any pitchifkas, without any hakdamas, and without any conclusions, just the way it was. Now that we have this Rambam, the Rambam says that in the same way that Moshe Rabbeinu threatened and chastised Bnei Yisrael, and in the Tzavim, because it was the last message, so too Yaakov Avinu did when he was at the end of his life. And this was the last message that he was giving to them. He wanted to challenge them so they should respond. If this is a response, then of course you say Hashem Elokeinu, because who's really talking? Bnei Yisrael are talking. Everywhere else where it says Shema Yisrael, Atem, Kravim, Ayom, you know, whatever it says, It's how Moshe Rabbeinu is talking, and he's telling them, "Listen, Yisrael." So then he would say, "Elokeichem." But this is not Moshe Rabbeinu talking, Shema Yisrael. B'nai Yisrael are talking. And to whom are they talking according to the Targum? To Yaakov Avinu. So where do you get such a strange notion that B'nai Yisrael are talking to Yaakov Avinu? Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So there's a medrash that says, Meheichon Zochu Yisrael L'shma. And the medrash says, B'fe Mole this word. That B'nai Yisrael was Zoyche to Shema from the time of Yaakov Avinu. Lefikoch, in all the generations, they say, Shema Yisrael, Yisrael Avinu Hazokein. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. According to this medrash, a chelik of what we say in Shema, we have to have a kavana. What is the point of all of it? Why are we talking to Yaakov Avinu? But the pshat is azay. Yaakov Avinu planted, he was the Bechir Sheva Avos, and it was the last stancia of the three Avos that gave the Emunah in Hashem to the world. And he gave it over specifically to his children, Ad Saif Kol HaDairis. And the question is, if I would be standing instead of Aaron HaKayin, Aaron Rabbi Yaakov HaKayin, here in the what's called by the Goyim the 21st century, and in the year Tavshin Ayin Aleph, L'misbarenu, I wouldn't be standing here, but I would be standing in front of Yaakov Avinu. Would I be able to say Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad? And the answer is absolutely. And that's what I'm doing. When we say Shema Yisrael, we say there's a great chain of Emunah that started from the Avos, and in spite of everything, has not dissipated ad hayom. That Shema Yisrael, Yisrael Avinu Hazaken, we are of the same commitment, and he is at the end of his life, and he's challenging us. And we say, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And that is why it's Davka Lashon of Elokeinu, what prompted me to say all of this right now, because the Gemara is identifying that in Mishneh Torah, the klolos are different, that Moshe Rabbeinu is warning them. So I just wanted to be masbir that maybe we could take this idea of Nitzavim that we said a moment ago and project it even back to the klolos themselves. In other words, the reason there's a difference in Lashon is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not telling them what's going to happen to them, Lamaisa, but rather it's a threat and a warning to elicit from B'nai Yisrael the commitment at the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life that he needs to hear from them. So he has to paint the picture the way it is with all of the stops pulled out. You know, there's nothing is sugared here, nothing is coded. You have to know what the score is. And we have to answer, we know it, and we accept it, and we acknowledge it, and we will do what the Ribbono Shel'olam wants us to do. This kind of shakla v'tarya is a dialogue between the Rebbe and his Talmidim about the Ribbono Shel'olam. And that's what the Gemara means in the end, when the Gemara says that the klolos of a Mishneh Torah are the Moshe Rabbeinu.